first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchioni asks, why write?
Dearest listeners, if you have considered writing but hold yourself back because you are in need of a why, I have some for you. Write to right a wrong, to define, to tell the truth, to refute a lie, to tell a lie, to shout out or speak up, to talk back, to resist, to kiss someone you can't reach with your actual lips or who has turned away from your kiss when you stood a mere heartbeat from each other. Write to fight with words, a substance more durable and less breakable than fists, to push back your chair, letting it fall behind you, and to stand up, to make your voice sharp and bright as firecrackers in the too still, too black night. Your words, brilliant birds cutting their way through the slow to light dawn. Your words, wind through trees disturbing the disgruntled fog. Your words, truck brakes just in time. Your words, a ladder going up and up and up some more. The molten material inside the volcano of you rises. Now there's fire in the air. Nobody else can see it. And you take that fire, hot as it is, and singe it to the page, turning it into a poem, a story. No longer are your words hollow almosts.
Patrice Vecchioni's new book is called My Shouting, Shattered, Whispering Voice, A Guide to Writing Poetry and Speaking Your Truth. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.